They came expecting disappointment. Survivors, victims' families, and activists. Among them, Yaya Jammeh's niece, Aissatou Haroun Jammeh, whose father and aunt disappeared in 2005. Their relatives accused the former ruler of killing them.
Being a victim of enforced disappearances, I know how it feels. And today, it has been very emotional for me, especially when they said they're going to support families that haven't seen the remains of their loved ones. The government will ensure they will look for the bodies of those people and give them back to their families. I know it's going to be a very long process and a very draining one for that matter.
Considering the lack of forensic experts, she isn't putting all her hopes in finding the remains of her family anytime soon. Of the 256 recommendations by the Truth, Reconciliation and Reparation Commission, only two were rejected by the government.
One of them is a recommendation against some judges that came to the Gambia from other countries and they were serving in our judiciary. So these foreign judges were characterized by the commission as mercenary judges.
But the government's position on former President Yaya Jammeh is what drew much applause from survivors and victims' families.
Former President Yaya Jammeh is considered to be one of those who bears the greatest responsibility of all the violations that happened under his rule. So he will face justice one way or the other.
And the government says it's taking steps to address the concerns of many Gambians.
The July 22nd arch is a monument built in 1996 to commemorate the coup that brought Yaya Jammeh to power. Now it's renamed the Never Again Arch, a slogan coined by the Gambia's Truth Commission. The government says a plaque listing the names of people killed by the Jammeh administration will be erected here to serve as a monument.
It took the government 6 months to analyze and come up with a position on the commission's recommendations, a result of 3 years of investigations and listening to harrowing testimonies from witnesses. It hopes the steps will afford the Gambia the opportunity to finally close one of the darkest chapters in its history. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.